If anybody has a cell phone on, would you please put it on vibrate or turn it off? We would appreciate it. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to call the planner to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 8th, 2024, and the time is now 6 p.m. You done the roll?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is all present?
All present.
Thank you. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for the length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No council or board discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Are there any public comments or petitions?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So, staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, unfortunately, I have some sad news to share that this will be Jared Smith's last Planning and Zoning Commission. He will be leaving the city later this month, so we all wish him well. I just got this news today, so I'm a little bit of shock, but this is his last Planning and Zoning Commission, and we wish him luck.
Well, we will miss you.
Thank you for your good service.
We appreciate everything you've done.
We wish you well.
I will miss you all as well.
Thank you. All right. Is that all you have today? Craig?
That was it.
Okay. Well,
that's enough.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Item D, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of March 11th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Thank you, Commissioner Morris. Is there any corrections to the minutes or any discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Abstain, I was absent.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tate.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Well, I'm sorry. Motion carries.
Almost.
Or unanimously, she abstained.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, day business non-action items. Staff, could we have your report, please?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner for the city of Tomball. There is one minor plat on the agenda for this evening. It is the Grove Tracks minor plat. Because this is a minor plat, it is a non-action item, which means that it will be administratively approved at the staff level, so there's no need to act on this plat from this commission. Happy to present this plat if the commission would like. Otherwise, we will move forward without discussions.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you so much. New business. In accordance with the Tomball Municipal Code, should the commission recommend denial of any zoning change requests, the commission shall provide reasons to the applicant for the denial if requested by the applicant. F1, consideration to approve final plat of Holdreth Business Park, a subdivision of 11.9902 acres of land located in the Elizabeth Smith League A70 and Claude N. Pilo Surveys, A632 Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. The first plat for consideration today is Holdreth Business Park. This is a final plat in the 11,700 block on the south side of Holdreth Road. The zoning of this property is light industrial zoning. The plat is creating one lot, comprised of 11, just under 12 acres. Here is the graphic representation of that subdivision plat for your consideration. This plat was found by city staff to be consistent with Chapter 40, Title 2 of our code of ordinance, which are the subdivision standards. City staff is recommending approval to you all this evening, subject to the conditions outlined on this slide, which in a nutshell is saying that they need to extend public utilities in order to service this lot, and prior to the final approval and recommendation of this plat, Those plans for that extension need to be approved by the city engineer and ultimately constructed or bonded prior to reporting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You done? All right. Could I have a motion to approve the final plat of Holdrith Business Park, a subdivision of 11.9902 acres of land located in the Elizabeth Smith Lee A70 and the Claude N. Pilo Survey A632, Harris County, Texas.
So. I make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Is there any questions or discussions with staff? Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tabe.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. F2, consideration to approve final plat of Six Star Center, a subdivision, a subdivision of a 1.5551 acre tract, 67,740.15 square feet, being a replat out of lots 2430 and 24 of Tomball Outlot Subdivision as recorded in Volume 2, page 56, Harris County Map Records, situated in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, A383, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. The final plat for your consideration today is Six Star Subdivision. This is located in 1100 block on the north side of East Huffsmith Road. Property is currently within a commercial zoning classification. This plat is created in one lot that is approximately 1.55 acres in size. Here is the graphic representation of that plat. This is for your consideration this evening. City staff did find that this plat is consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which again are the subdivision standards, and staff is recommending approval to you all this evening, subject to the conditions outlined on the screen here, which similarly to the previous plat is referring to the need for the engineered plans illustrating how they will get utilities to this lot, which is being created, and ultimately those utilities will be installed in accordance with those approved plans or bonded before we can record this plat. Happy to answer any questions about it. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the final plat of Six Star Center with conditions?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Morris. Okay, is there any discussion or questions of the staff? Okay, will you call the vote, please, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tague.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. F3. Zoning case Z24-03, a request by Ken and Betty Varon, represented by Meta Planning and Design Incorporated, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 31.12 acres of land legally described as being portions of the J.H. Edwards survey. Abstract 20 in the C. Goodrich survey, abstract 311, from the agricultural to the single family residential 6, which is FF6 zoning, and the property is generally located within the 22,100 block on the west side of Tomball Cemetery Road within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. First, I will be presenting Z24-03. Excuse me. Here is an aerial location map highlighting the subject property, which is cross-hatched for your viewing. Property is approximately 31.12 acres, located within the 22,100 block on the west side of Tomball Cemetery Road. The reason for this request, according to the applicants, they are wanting to request, or they're wanting single-family 6 zoning in order to establish a detached single-family residential subdivision with lots which will have an area no less than 6,000 square feet in size. Here are photographs of the subject property as well as the surrounding properties. So basically everything to the west, south, and east is a really large lot, residential, if you will. A lot of it is also undeveloped to the west. And then to the north are established neighborhoods, which are occupied by traditional single-family residences, as you can see in the right-hand most photos. Current zoning of the subject property, as you can see in the zoning map, is agricultural zoning, and it has been ag zoning since 2008 when the city first adopted zoning. North of the subject property are single-family residential lots, which I just spoke on, also within the ag zoning district, as well as a single-family residential 9 zoning classification. Properties located west of the subject property are outside of the city limits. That's why I'm showing the zoning classification on this map. And as I stated, are presently vacant or large lot residential. And then to the east, you have properties which are outside of the city limits, as well as properties which are within the commercial zoning district, and again, occupied by single family residences. And then to the south of the subject property, that which is not in a color is outside the city limits, but the blue color that is represented on this map is represents a planned development district. This is PD number 18, which was established to construct a multifamily apartment complex at this corner, immediately south of the proposed rezoning. Future land use map. The future land use map for this property shows that the majority of the subject property is within the neighborhood residential land use category. This category is intended for areas predominantly comprised of single-family detached homes. According to the comprehensive plan, lot sizes within these neighborhoods should be influenced by surrounding land uses. The comp plan emphasizes the importance of transitioning or buffering land uses by stepping down land uses from more intense to less intense. The requested single-family 6 zoning district would promote a single-family residential subdivision, which will function as an effective transition between the planned multifamily development to the south and the medium to large lot residential developments that exist to the north. The comprehensive plan endorses single-family residential zoning districts of SF20, SF9, or SF6 within this neighborhood residential land use category. Therefore, the requested single-family 6 zoning district is in alignment with our current comprehensive plan and the future land use plan in this area. Here is a site exhibit which was provided by the applicant. This exhibit is illustrating approximately, actually looks like it's exactly 77 lots in total. Notification area, city staff sent out notice letters to owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property, and we received one response in opposition, indicating the red dot here, and one in favor, indicating this request for single-family residential 6 is consistent with the neighborhood residential land use category. It will, city staff believe, establish an effective transitional land use between the planned multifamily development to the south and the existing medium to large lot developments to the north. Taking that into consideration, staff is recommending approval on Z24-0. Happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record to present your case?
Hi, I'm Caitlin King. I'm with Meta Planning Design. I live at 3306 South Fry, Katy, Texas, 77450. I had some type of presentation as now as we... Before I get started, is there any questions? I have a very quick presentation to run through. It pretty much highlights exactly what Jared was saying, just putting it a little bit more graphically. As he had said, this is our proposed site plan. It's still at the schematic early stages. There's some coordination going on with some pipeline easements, so what you see on the ground may not look exactly like this, but keep in mind we would still be held to all of the standards in your zoning district, so we couldn't stray from the SF6 zoning district, but it may not look exactly like this, but it will meet your all of your requirements. To the north is the Pine Country development, and to the south is the proposed multifamily development. So as Jared was saying, it does really serve as a great transition into that larger lot subdivision. This is again something that you've seen. The tract is mostly within the neighborhood residential district in your future land use plan, and the SF6 land use does comply with the neighborhood residential future land use plan. And just some super quick overview of the actual products and some key facts for the development. Beezer is the developer, and the product will be the Beezer Heritage product. The average square footage that you're going to see is about 2,500 square feet, and the prices are going to range from about $405,000 to $512,000. The community will have great walking trails, green spaces, and a park for your residents to be able to enjoy the outdoor space. Every pad will have the option for a third car, so if you need more parking, that is available. And home sales are beginning, hopefully, January of 2026. And that's really all that we have. I just wanted to give you a super quick presentation, but if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. And I also have some representatives from Beezer here as well.
All right. Would they like to speak?
Shannon, do you have anything to add?
All right. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case Z24-03 is now called to order, and let the record show that the time is now 6:19 p.m. If there's anyone here who would like to speak, please come forward, state your name and your address before speaking. Do we have anybody signed up, Ms. Kim?
I do not.
Okay. Seeing as there are no comments, the public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:20 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-03?
I make a motion to approve zoning case Z23-03.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross.
24, excuse me, 23-03.
Pardon?
I said it incorrectly, Z24-03.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there any questions or discussion of the client?
The letters in favor and opposition, we were supposed to receive those here today.
We didn't get those. The only thing that we received were the slips that we send out to the property owners, and they checked the box opposed or favor.
It said on there we were supposed to receive them.
Did they not have any comments on them? They just checked them?
There's no comments. We just received the slips, and if the slips were not included in the packets,
no, they worked in the packets. Okay.
I just wanted to point out that I actually read the state that for the, put that on the record.
Yes. So you read the comment.
Absolutely.
there were no true comments. We did receive a slip that had the checkbox.
Right. Right.
No true comments.
The property that's south of this that says planned, is there an active?
Yes, we have approved plans in place for the apartment complex that will be going there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not sure where the developer is on their timeline. I think that they're working on specifics of getting funding in place.
How long was that approved, remember?
Yeah.
Who knows me again?
Dane was on, he had said.
I want to say.
3 years ago?
A year?
Wow.
3 years ago.
The PD, yeah.
Yeah.
Just before my time.
Yeah.
Just over 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, just over two. And the staff, when the site plan was approved about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the sign. They're having more of a text out. There was some pull up on the text out permit as well.
Okay. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
You're working with TechStot still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which could take a while sometimes. All righty.
I have a couple of questions. I noticed.
Of staff or?
Of staff.
Okay.
Or whomever the staff says it should fall to. I noticed that on the exits, there are three, and one is on the west side. And of course, the boulevard, so you actually have two exits, even if it's entrance and exit. For emergency purposes, you have two entrances on the front off of the Tomball Cemetery Road. But is there a road on the west side that this one could connect to, this exit over on the left on the west?
That's a really good question. So,
I don't believe there is a road currently.
Is there one planned?
Yes, there's no road today.
Yeah.
But yeah, Harris County.
We typically put what we call a stub street on the edge like that, so if the property to the west is to develop, there's still a connectivity. We're not shutting off whoever develops to the west. They can eventually get to Tomball Cemetery.
Sure.
So it would be a dead-end street until it was developed, but we do that for future interconnectivity.
Yeah, and I don't know the Harris County requirements, but I'm assuming that by that boulevard entrance, that fulfills the two entrance-exit requirements for emergency use?
Yes, our fire department has routinely allowed boulevard entrances to mm-hmm. serve as two points of egress and ingress, and that the western perimeter of that site actually is bounded by a planned arterial road or collector road.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Harris County's planned about plan.
Yeah,
now,
Harris
where
County's
they are on the timeline for that, I'm not certain, but yes, there will be a road that is running north and south.
And I'm curious, can you confirm that where we're seeing that long pond at the north, northwest atop there, that is the property owner that was opposed?
That is the property owner mm-hmm. who was opposed.
That's interesting. Also, I just wanted to give a kudos to the developer. I have no idea what the topography is out there, but I think that where they put the detention pond is wonderful to serve as a buffer and natural mm-hmm. area.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that planned development with multifamily is mm-hmm. right up against it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I have a question.
Mr.
Yeah.
Morris?
So I know you're talking about just natural transition from multipurpose to a bigger lot neighborhood. What's the real reason for that? I mean, what's the real value in having a transition like that?
It's to scale down intensity of land uses, to try to minimize noise impacts, light impacts, traffic impacts. That's the reason behind having a transitional land use in place. Just try to minimize the impact of uses that may be less than desirable next to certain residential uses.
Would a neighborhood with the same size lot as the one above it serve as a transition as well? I mean, does it really matter?
Not necessarily. It's still residential adjacent to multifamily. The only difference is the level of intensity, right? You're having more lots in there than say, estate lots, half-acre mm-hmm. lots. Obviously, it's much less intense, much lower density. So from that perspective, yes, it does make a difference. It's to step down the intensity is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Those lots to the north are built to single-family nine standards, so they're slightly larger,
less dense. 9,000 square feet and above? Or
Yes, so slightly less dense.
Yeah, I mean, I just, honestly, I keep, when I see 6,000 square foot lots, I kind of want to pump the brakes a little bit on that size neighborhood, so I don't know, I kind of need to get talked into this.
I agree with you, so I understand what you're saying, but...
The more we see of these smaller lot neighborhoods, the more you're going to see rentals eventually.
Rental neighborhoods.
And then you won't have residents, but only occupants in your city. And we've talked about this on this board. We seem to see more of the 6,000 square foot proposals than anything else.
I'm sure it's market driven.
Well, that's what they'll tell you. But if you go north of here, there's acreage property that they can't keep on the shelf because that's market driven also.
Yeah.
And it just sells. But if you get this, then we've had people that were on commissioners on this board vote for this and then go tell other members that they approve of this because these are rentals that they can go in and buy in a couple of years after the first cycle, couple of cycles of residents go through there. Because this is a transitional beginner home.
Yes.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
But we see more and more of this inside the city limits than we've seen anything else.
It's a big concern for me.
I have a hard time picturing myself a $400,000 starter home.
I know, me too.
Holy smokes.
I don't think this is a beginner home. But you wonder if the price of homes here, are they going to be rented? I mean, they're pretty expensive compared to other homes that are in Tomball, to me.
If I could, there's no crystal ball that any of us have.
Yeah.
Right. These are going to be rental homes, right? The homes that exist to the north, their SF9, could just as likely be rental homes.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, a lot of what has been historically approved here as of the last 2 years or so, or just before my time here, were even less than 6,000. These newer neighborhoods, Woodleaf, Rayburn, these are 4,500 square foot lots, 5,000 square foot lots. So these are a little bit larger product than what you have seen. It's just what's allowed by right in our single family six zoning district. So take that for what it's worth. Our comprehensive plan does emphasize the importance of trying to hit every demographic and cater to different people who are at different stages of their life. Now they're going to buy $1 million, you know, 3-acre plot of land, but maybe somebody is in the market for $400,000, maybe not a starter home, but perhaps a second home or their third home, or have you. So.
Does the city have any input on the CCRs, or is that only in plan developments?
The
covenants and restrictions?
The single family six zoning, our code of ordinance is our covenants and restrictions.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
So the only way we can tailor anything further than that is a plan development.
But no input,
plan development district really should be preserved for something truly unique and special, not just your run of the mill neighborhood. Right? I hate to say that because it looks like it's a beautiful neighborhood, but it's just a neighborhood. It's not a dynamic mixed-use development that warrants all these excessive standards to govern what it looks like.
Jared, could you address the corridor commercial and the impact of the two on this crosshatched property?
Are you referring to the portion of which is on the property, the corridor commercial here, or are you just meaning that?
I'm just talking about that entire product because
corridor commercial is kind of our, you know, crosstown traffic commercial zoning. It's not zoning, it's a future land use category. So it promotes, you know, commercial zoning, general retail zoning, and all the uses which would be allowed within those districts. Fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, depending on how you want to view things, the property immediately to the south was zoned PD. So it is locked into a multifamily. It can't be a commercial zoning classification. It is certainly going to be multifamily unless they come back to you for rezoning.
Okay.
So the idea of that is you're creating regionally serving commercial retail is what corridor commercial is intended for.
the apartment complex that you mentioned earlier. Where is it on here?
Immediately to the south.
Yeah.
You can see my pointer there.
Okay, I see it now. Thank you. Do we have any other questions? Yes, ma'am?
I have one question of the applicants, and in particular, if we have Beazer Home representatives here.
Could the applicant please come forward and see if she, and you're welcome to come up. Just give us your name and address for the records, please.
My name is Jeff Anderson. I'm with Beazer Homes. Our address is 10235 West Little York.
Since the question came up that these could, in the future, and of course we don't, any of us have a future crystal ball to know that these could perhaps become rental homes, and that's a concern because it's a concern. Can you tell us, market as they are, and you know who your market is, can you give us a profile of your market for a $450,000 home in this area?
Yes, ma'am. That's it's going to be a second time move up buyer in this area, families. It's not investors who are buying and renting homes or doing that. That's not it. This is not, it's not a starter home. This is a master plan product that we would build in the master plan community around for families that are moving up for a school district or a city or a amenities in the area.
So. Do you have any idea what kind of income, just say bracket, that would qualify for that home?
What?
Okay, I was just curious.
It's, yeah, I don't want to lie because I don't know what the qualifications are now.
Sure. Okay, I was just curious.
I appreciate that though. It's significant. I will say it's significant. So, we do not see in these a lot of renters like you do in you know, starter home community, smaller product. Which you do see, you know, years down the road, sometimes those do convert to, you see more renters in some of those. This is not the community and the product that you see that is.
And my last question is, how long do y'all have planned to develop this particular project?
So the development time frame, yeah, we put in there, we think January 26th is when we would be open for sales. It's kind of a guess right now because we don't have plans done and approved and all that kind of good stuff yet. But typically we figure about 18 months from when we hit go, we get approvals here and whatnot, we hit go that we can get plans done, approved, and the community constructed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Does anybody else have any questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Andy. Yes,
I had one thing. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought of one thing just ago. We talked about lot size. The proposed lot sizes we do have here are greater than the minimum for the R6. The 6,000 square mm-hmm. foot, I think these are north of 7,000 on this as well. So.
Thank you. That helps. Any other questions or discussion for staff? All right, would you please call the room, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Nay.
Commissioner Tagg.
Nay.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Motion carries 3 votes aye, 2 votes nay.
Thank you. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Do we have one more?
We have one more. Oh, wait. It's not on this sheet. Okay. You're right.
Get Richard excited, he'll start.
No, it's just, it didn't transition to the sheet. I'm gonna print it, I guess. Okay. Okay, all right, so zoning case Z24-04. Pardon me. F4, conduct a public hearing in consideration of approved zoning case Z24-04. Did you lose me, call the roll? Pardon me. The sheet is in the wrong place. Okay. Would you call the roll? We're going to finish the vote. Sorry.
We did call.
You got it all for that one?
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, a request by Houston Deco Balloons LLC to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.87 acres of land legally described as being a portion of Tomball Outlots 286 from single family residential 20, SF 20, to commercial zoning. The property is generally located in the 900 block north side of Agro within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have the presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm presenting Z24-04. Here is an aerial location map which is highlighting the subject property cross-hatched in the reference. The property is approximately 0.87 acres in size, located within the 900 block north side of Ag Road. The reason for the request, according to the information provided by the applicant to rezone to commercial zoning, is to allow for the development or potential development of a mixed use space, which will be comprised of an office, warehouse, and retail. Here are photographs of the subject property as well as the surrounding properties. Current zoning map showing that the property is presently in the single family 20 zoning district and has been within that zoning designation since at least 2008 when the city adopted zoning. Properties to the north, south, and west of the subject property are also within the single family 20 zoning classification and are presently occupied by residential land uses. There is existing light industrial zoning east of the subject site, the corner of Ag Road and South Percentage Street. Portion of this light industrial zoning is presently occupied by an office warehouse facility. Future land use map. The subject property is designated as the business park and industrial land use category in the comprehensive plan. This category is intended to create opportunities for employment. The uses that are being promoted and this designated land use should be uses that benefit from proximity to major thoroughfares, such as Ag Road, also known as Medical Complex Drive, and South Percentage Street, each of which are arterial roadways in the city of Tomball's major thoroughfare plan. These roads are designed to carry high volumes of cross-town traffic, which provide convenient access for vehicular traffic to include freight. According to the comprehensive plan, land usage should consist of office, warehousing, light manufacturing, breweries or distilleries, equipment sales, contractor services, or corporate campuses. The comp plan endorses light industrial zoning, office zoning, or requested commercial zoning to achieve the goal or the objectives of this land use category. Therefore, the requested commercial zoning is in alignment with this future land use category of business park and industrial area. Notification area city staff sent out notice letters to all property owners within 300 feet of the subject property and received 4 responses in favor and 0 in opposition. This request for commercial zoning is consistent with the business park and industrial land use category identified in the future land use plan for this area. The city staff is recommending approval on the zoning case C24-04.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward, present your case on zoning case Z24-04. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Don Madurale, 12307 North Point Ridge, Tomball, 77377. So we have an existing business, so we are planning to expand the business, building office warehouse in this property and adding some couple of retail spaces. So that's the whole focus of getting this zoning done.
Okay. That it? You're welcome to tell us anything you can about your project.
So what we are doing is we have a event decoration company, so we do balloon decorations, market letters, for like schools, birthdays, and corporate events. So right now we are renting a space, so that space is running out of space. So we're thinking about like having an office warehouse type space to, and with the retail space, so people can purchase stuff, balloons, other decorations. Since that there's a neighborhood coming next to that, so we thought that's a good opportunity for us.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
No.
All right. Thank you. We'll call you back up. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case Z24-04 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:43 p.m. Do we have anybody signed up to speak?
I do not, ma'am.
All right. If there's anybody here who would like to speak regarding the request, you will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Okay. So, seeing none, the public hearing is now closed and the time is now 6:44 p.m. Could I have a motion to approve zoning case Z24-04?
I'll move to approve zoning case Z24-04.
Thank you.
Second.
Commissioner Morris. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Okay, discussion. Any questions of staff or applicant?
So nobody west of them, I mean, those houses, nobody responded to that?
No, I did not receive any responses from.
And they were sent, of course, probably. And nobody responded.
Yeah.
So it's just all south.
We didn't have any comments on these either?
Just wanted the return slip to say I'm in favor.
That was
those
all.
Are
you
in
got
the
one?
I'm sorry.
You only got one?
Four separate return slips, all the same.
Because it just said that it would be provided to us.
Yes, next.
Not in our packet, but it would be actually provided to us in a physical copy.
Right.
It was in the packet.
In my packet.
All four of these were in the packet.
I had four that were all signed for the by the same person.
They're yeah. for all four different parcels, though, who
but
the same
that
person
same
owns
same person
it.
Owns mm-hmm. it. Thank you, I needed that clarification.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. one person owns all that? And so they must own where they're planning on building.
As well.
The green dot.
Yes.
Okay. It gets a little confusing sometimes yeah. because when you have it and it's in the packet, and then we don't have it on our screen, I get confused. I don't know about anybody else, but it would be nice if we would add the comments. Mm-hmm.
I question of staff. I'm a little confused and need a clarification. What I'm understanding, which could be wrong, is that on the future land use map, if we could see that, this is called Business Park and Industrial. And of course, right, sharing a border with this property is a light industrial. Is it not currently?
You can see there's a small sliver right between that industrial and the subject.
And yet mm-hmm. the comprehensive plan tells us in the report here, it's stated that the comprehensive plan includes commercial as a use for this in the future. My misunderstanding or my, I'm not comprehending it, is that business park and industrial to me is not the same thing as commercial.
It's important to acknowledge that these future land use categories are not zoning districts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're guiding principles.
Sure.
So, what the comp plan is endorsing is it establishes a vision, right? We want to see business park and industrial campuses or business campuses, industrial land uses. These things are what are appropriate in this area. And then it goes on to establish, well, if that's what we want, the three zoning districts that will help us get to that vision mm-hmm. is light industrial. So the name of this one's a bit misleading because it has industrial in the name itself.
Oh, light industrials. Yeah.
That's been a topic of discussion in our current mm-hmm. comp plan. It's removing industrial because it is confusing, I agree. So it supports the future land use category for this area, industrial, commercial, or office zoning districts. So it identifies those three zoning districts as appropriate for trying to achieve the goals of that category, which is trying to promote opportunities for employment, businesses to locate nearby, corporate campuses, things such as that. So that's the goal.
My focus lies more with the difference between business and commercial. And when I pulled up our types of land uses, I carry this around with the different districts on it. I'm curious why this might not have been put in under office showroom / warehouse. I would think if you had an office showroom, you'd be doing some retail sales perhaps. And then you'd have a warehouse. Then if perhaps you were to apply for a rezoning to office currently as we have it in the city, you could get that business there with a conditional use permit, I believe. Whereas if you don't and you did the commercial zoning allows a lot more things that might not be a fit in the future. That's my concern.
Yeah, so traditional office zoning is too restrictive to what this individual wants.
I understand.
It doesn't It doesn't allow retail sales.
It okay. Gotcha.
So we'll have a true storefront for people to come and purchase goods or services.
Yeah, that's a hard nut. Okay.
That's one of the shortcomings of our current office district. It's quite restrictive.
And yet we would have under an acre, if this were to be approved, we would have under an acre zoned as a commercial use without a contiguous commercial use, commercial zoned property.
In the hearing now, yes. But plan for the entire area to be commercial. In the current comp plan, as well as the comp plan that we're currently undertaking, there's not really any change to this area in terms of it being non-residential. So we have acknowledged that this will be a non-residential zone at some point.
So you believe that the estate size, the SF20s as they are now, will in the future be?
That is what this future land use plan is calling for, yes. So those are the zoning districts that we, as city staff, would support and bring forth to you with our support.
And they're currently SF20?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they share borders with this property?
You have your question done? Sort of?
I believe I'm done. it's a dilemma.
Okay.
Well, it is. Because nobody responded up here.
Because we don't have a future ball and we don't have a timeline.
Okay. Do y'all have any questions? Okay.
May I have a motion to approve zoning case? Wait,
here,
never mind, you already did it, I'm sorry. I was thinking, shouldn't have been thinking out loud. Okay, would you please call the roll, Jim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Nay.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Nay.
Motion carries. 3 votes aye, 2 votes nay.
Thank you. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, who says that that's actually to start to sound alive?
Look at you get that.
Commissioner Anderson, and is there a second?
I second. Scott's too late.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. We're not done yet.
Susan got that.
Would you please call the roll, Ms. Kim?
Yes. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tay.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
Where are you going, Jerry?
There we go.
That was hard on that last one.
The meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:52 p.m.
What I love about us on this commission is you can darn sure tell that we are not buddied up beside anything ahead of time.